奉主耶稣圣灵正道。
Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
By the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续看天上的宝座。
We continue to look at the ten treasures in heaven.
并且这个宝座就是真教会的里面有十样宝物。
And this throne in heaven is among the ten treasures of the true church.
啊，昨天我们看到神叫使徒约翰上到他那边去。
Yesterday we saw that the Lord God called Apostle John to go up.
那上去那边做什么呢？
啊，to do what?
神说，因为他要将啊以后必成的事要指示约翰。
And the Lord God said to John that I will show you things which will which will take place after this.
叫约翰上去是要将以后一定会成的事指示他，告诉他。
Calling upon John to come up here to show him the things that must take place after this.
然后我们从启示录就明白，以后必要成的事全部都记录在契印里面要发生的事。
From the book of Revelation, we can see that all of these things which must take place after this are the seven seals.
但契印中的第一印却是白马出现。白马真教会的印。
Among the seven seals, the very first seal is the seal of the emergence of the white horse.
那是主耶稣元帅骑着白马出战，带着真教会去出战。
There's the Lord Jesus himself as a general riding on the white horse into the battle.
而且是胜了又要胜。
And he will conquer and victory upon victory.
那个是真教会得胜的意象。
There's the vision of the true church being victorious.
因为是主耶稣亲自的带领，亲自的出战。
Because that's the led by the Lord Jesus himself as our general.
那这说明什么呢？
What does this tell us?
说明在契印发生的所有事件当中，排在第一位的就是白马真耶稣教会。
It tells us that among the seven seals, that the very first event to take place would be the true church, the white horse.
那显明真教会在神心目中的重要地位。
And that also stressed to us how important is the place of the true church in God's heart.
关于这个，我们昨天也有提到。
We also mentioned this yesterday.
啊，第一个意象是荣耀的基督。
The first vision was about a glorious Christ.
跟着主耶稣就向教会说话，把教会放在第一位，先跟教会说话。
And followed by the Lord speaking first to the church.
啊，那说话过后的第一个意象，说话过后的第一个意象又是真耶稣教会。
And after speaking to the church, he also continued to speak to the true Jesus Church.
然后第一印又是真耶稣教会。
The first seal is still the true Jesus Church.
每一个意象，每一个排列，都是把真教会放在第一位的。
In every vision, the arrangement, the order is always starting with the church.
这是传道讲这篇题目的这个信息的主要信息来的。
And this is the central message of my sermon.
因为有太多人看不起这个神的教会。
Because too many people belittle our church.
甚至不断的诽谤他、轻视他、攻击他。
People slander our church, attack our church.
如果那些看不起的、攻击的是外邦人，那就算了。
If it were just Gentile people, it is fine.
但是如果是自己真耶稣教会的信徒、自己真耶稣教会的仆人这样攻击、这样轻视，那就是你的恶、你的大恶、大的恶行。
But if all of this slander and attack come from within ourselves and our own servants, our own workers,
因为这个真教会是他的宝座来的。
But the true church is the throne of God.
而且真教会是他的心腹、他的妻子来的。
The true church is the bride.
而且真教会是他的身体来的。
The true church is the body of.
当你一直攻击尊者，你不是攻击主的身体吗
？And here you are attacking the body of Christ.
你一直诽谤他，你不是诽谤主耶稣的心腹、主耶稣的妻子吗
？And here you are slandering the bride of the Lord.
当你一直对付真教会，你不是对付主的宝座吗？那是他的宝座，他坐的位置来的吗
？If you are here to attack the true church and you are also attacking the throne，
听到了没有
？Can you do you hear this？
听到你听几十年
，You have been hearing sermons for many years。
向外邦人家不断的攻击，向不信的人一直攻击自己的教会。
But you follow the Gentiles and start attacking the church。
这是传道在这篇信息中很重要的提醒跟警告。
Here is a very important reminder and warning to us.
好，我们现在继续来看天上的宝座。
Let's continue to look at the throne in heaven.
看启示录第四章。
Return to Revelation chapter 4.
我们读一节跟二节，跟昨天一样，读一节跟二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
跟昨天一样。
Just like yesterday.
一、二、三。此后我观看见天上有门开了，我初次听见好像吹号的声音对我说，你上到这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示你。我立刻被圣灵感动，见有一个宝座安置在天上，又有一位坐在宝座上的， 那昨天我们解释什么叫做以后。
Yesterday we talked about after these things.
然后我们又解释了什么叫做我观看，我看见。
We also explained on behold and I have.
然后我们又解释了什么叫做天上的门开了。
We also explained on how heaven was open.
然后我们就又分享了你上到这里来这一段。
We also shared about this sentence, come up here.
然后继续说要将以后的事指示你，那是指什么？
As well as what does it mean, referring to things which must take place.
然后、哦、那约翰是怎么样进入灵里面的呢？
And how John entered in the spirit.
他是怎么样知道这个以后的事呢？
How did he come to know what are these things that will come after this?
他说他立刻被圣灵感动，立刻进入灵里面，圣灵里面去。
It is written here, immediately he was in the spirit.
那第七个重点。
The seventh important point.
我听见好像吹号的声音。
I heard the trumpet.
什么叫做吹号的声音？
What was the sound of the trumpet?
这个七个重点我们昨天都已经解释、分享、见证过。
We have explained and also testified about this seventh point yesterday.
现在我们说到第八个重点。
Now we enter into the eighth point.
我看见有一个宝座。
I see a throne.
啊，这点我们昨天没有讲到。
Yesterday we have yet to mention.
现在就来讲这个宝座。
We will explain about this throne.、
哦、我看见一个宝座。
Behold, there's a throne.
这宝座在哪里呢？
Where was this
throne? 这宝座不是在地上。
This throne was not on earth.
它是被安置在天上的。
It is set in heaven.
所以我们的题目叫做天上的宝座。
Which is our title goes the throne in heaven.
来看圣经的答案。
We will look at the answer from a Bible.
这宝座是指什么？到底是什么来的？
What does this throne refer to?
那神坐在宝座上。
And God sat on the throne.
原来宝座就是神的殿。
And the throne is the temple of God.
神的殿就是真教会，神的教会。
The temple of God is the church.
那传道，你这样讲有没有圣经根据？
Is there any biblical reference?
因为有很多人，他特别是外教会的人，一定不服的。
Christians of other denominations are not.
你怎么能够说这个天上宝座就是真耶稣教会？
I'm not satisfied with this explanation.
哪里有圣经根据？
And how can you prove this with the Bible?
我们就来看圣经啊。
Let's look at the Bible.
耶利米书十七章。
Jeremiah chapter 17.
我们读十二节。
Verse 12.
请注意哦，神的宝座是什么？
What is this throne of God?
这里就是答案了。
This is the answer.
耶利米书十七章十二节。
Jeremiah 17 verse 12.
一二三，我们的圣所。是荣耀的宝座，从太初就安置在高处。这里很清楚说，我们的圣所是什么？我们神的圣殿是什么
？What is this high throne? What is the sanctuary?
我们的圣所，我们的圣殿就是神荣耀的宝座来的。
Our sanctuary, our temple is the glorious high throne.、啊、
这个宝座跟起初那个宝座的那个字是同一个字。
The same, it is the same word. The high throne is the same as per revelation.
而且这个宝座呢，不是在末世才突然间出现的。
This is not a high throne that only emerged in the end times.
是神在太初，在更早的时候就已经拟定好的计划。这个神的教会、神的宝座、神的救赎计划，很早就拟定在。创世以前就已经安排好的。
This same high throne had already been set and predetermined at the very beginning of creation.
直到末世的时候才出现，才显现出来。
And it is only revealed in the last days.
但是在创世以前就拟定好、安排好。
But it has already been well set and predetermined before creation.
所以这叫做从太初就安置在高处。
That's what it means by being set from the beginning.
嗯，那么再看这个。耶利米书的第三章。
We also refer to Jeremiah chapter 3.
耶利米书三章十七节。
Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 17.
我现在正在解释这个宝座是什么。
I am here explaining to you what is this throne.
来，十七节。
17.
一二三，那时人必称耶路撒冷为耶和华的宝座。万国必到耶路撒冷，在耶和华立名的地方聚集。他们必不再随从自己顽梗的恶心行事。哈利路亚，
哈利路亚。
这里再一次的说明，到那个时候，救恩来了，那些接受救恩、相信耶稣的人，必称耶路撒冷为神的宝座。
When the time comes, Jerusalem will be called the throne of the Lord. That is the time where salvation comes.
我们知道耶路撒冷不是指现在地上的以色列国，不是。
We must understand that Jerusalem does not refer to the earthly Jerusalem now.
因为在启示录常常讲到耶路撒冷的时候，叫做新耶路撒冷。
Because in the Revelation, it is recorded as a new Jerusalem.
又或者叫做从天降临的耶路撒冷。
Or Jerusalem that comes from heaven.
那希伯来书讲得更彻底，更明白。
The book of Hebrews tells us even more clearly.
我们是来到锡安山。
That we have come to Mount Zion.
这个锡安山又叫做永生神的城邑。
Mount Zion is also called a city of the eternal God.
那么这个锡安山永生城是什么呢？
But what is this Mount Zion?
希伯来书说，就是天上的耶路撒冷。
And the Hebrews, the author tells us that it is the heavenly Jerusalem.
那我们都知道锡安山神的城、神的殿就是指教会啊，今天的教会圣殿呀。
And we already understand that Mount Zion refers to the temple of God, also referring to the true church today.
所以那时呢，这个时候呢，那些有亲自体验过神的恩典、接受神救赎的，啊，因为看见啊神的作为，称耶路撒冷为神的宝座。认定这个就是神的宝座，教会就是真神的宝座。
Therefore, when the time comes, it is at this time that Jerusalem will be called and recognized as the throne of the Lord.
神在他的教会里面作王。
God will be king in his church.
神在他的宝座上来施行审判。
God will be executing judgment from his throne.
神也在他的宝座上来施行拯救。
God will also save from his throne.
啊，神也在他宝座中来管理他的教会，他的圣殿。
God also governs his church from his throne.
所以这时候呢？啊，那时的人呢？这时候的人必称啊耶路撒冷为神的宝座，那就是我们今天已经认定了，已经明白了。
And therefore, at the time, people would call this Jerusalem as the throne of God to people who understand today.
那么其他的国民万国必到这个神的教会、神的圣殿来。
And all nations shall be gathered to it.
因为这个圣殿呢，这个耶路撒冷呢。是有耶和华立耶和华名的地方，有神的名字在的地方。
This very holy temple has the name of the Lord God Himself.
今天世界各种的教宗教、基督教，只有真耶稣教会有立神的名在教会里面。
Among all the
他的招牌里面
，Among the thousands of denominations today, only True Jesus Church bears the name Jesus.
要到立耶和华名的地方来聚集来敬拜。
But nations will be gathered to it, to the place where the name of the Lord.
然后呢，
is...
也要在神的殿里面悔改更新，不再随从自己顽梗的恶心来作恶，不再行恶了。
And also to be renewed and to repent of their own sins and no longer to follow the dictates of their evil hearts.
这耶利米书哈、都一致的在强调神的宝座是什么，原来就是神的圣所，就是神的圣殿。
The book of Jeremiah here stresses to us what the throne of the Lord is. It is the temple of the Lord.
好，那么第二个教训。
The second teaching.
这个宝座是在天上的。
This throne is set in heaven.
现在我们明白了哦，真耶稣教会就是神的宝座，神的圣殿就是神的宝座。
That a true Jesus Church is the throne of the Lord. That's the holy temple.
有圣经根据的哦，你不要做传道乱讲哦。
This is supported by the Bible.
好，那这个宝座注意哦，是在天上的。
Take note that this throne is set in heaven.
所以我们真耶稣教会，神的教会是属灵的真教会。
Therefore, the Church of the Lord God, the True Jesus Church, is a spiritual church.
它是属神的。
It belongs to God.
它是属天的。
It belongs to heaven.
它是不属地上的。
It does not belong to the earth.
也不属任何一个民族的。
It does not belong to a certain race or ethnic group.
它完全是属神、属天、属灵的。
It belongs completely to God, to the spiritual.
这就是真耶稣教会。
This is True Jesus Church.
所以你千万不要带外教会或者地上世上的东西进入教会来管理，来这里来发挥。
Therefore, you must never take the church as a place for you to show off your knowledge and your skills that you earn and acquire from the world.
世上有世上管理的方法。
There are ways to govern the world.
哦，世上有世上的人所喜欢的一些道理。
There are also philosophies and ideologies that the people of the world like.
那是指世上的国、世上的教会。
But those apply to the worldly nations and churches.
神的国、神的殿、神的宝座不属地上，不属世上的人。
But the kingdom of God, the church of God, the temple or throne of God does not belong to the earth.
是有所分别的。
There is the differentiation.
所以不要一直跟传道讲啊，你看现在的人都这样，现在的世界都是这样，现在的外教会都是这样，你不要跟我讲这些。
Never stop telling me that the other churches are doing that. The other people in the world.
那是他们，他们跟世界一样。
These are the people of the world.
为什么这教会跟他们一样呢？
Why do the true church follow?
你懂圣经，你没有读圣经吗？
Don't you read the Bible yourself?
这是属地上的，不属任何人的。
The church is not earthly, it doesn't belong to the people, but only to listen to the word of God. Today, people don't listen to the word of God, don't honor God. So, do you want to follow them? You want a true Jesus church to follow them? They do not honor God, and so we don't honor God.
不听神的话,
they disobey the words and instruction of God, so we disobey the words of God as well.
你知道这是不对的吗?
You know this is wrong.
这就叫做不跟他们一样。
This is how we differentiate ourselves from them.
主耶稣也证实这件事。
And the Lord Jesus himself also testified to this.
我的国不属地上,
My kingdom does not belong to the earth.
跟他们完全不一样的。
We are different from them.
请看亚福音书第18章。
Gospel of John chapter 18.
亚福音书第18章,
John chapter 18,
我们读36节,
we read verse 36,
来, 36节,
verse 36,
一, 耶稣回答说,
my kingdom,
我的国不属这世界,
if my
我的国若属这世界,
my
我的臣仆必要征战, 使我不至于被交给犹太人, 只是我的国不属这世界。 关于这个主耶稣说他不属世界，他的国不属这，这是很多了，不只是这里哦。Jesus
had made many mentions about his kingdom not of this world.
嗯，这个道理我们都懂的呀。We
understand this teaching.
这就是真教要坚持的，要分别出来的呀。This
is what the true Jewish church has to persevere in and be sanctified.
这个道理叫做这个教会这个宝座。 在天上的原来是指这样,
the very teaching about this throne set in heaven is to mean that,
虽然现在目前仍然在地上,
although we still remain on earth,
可是它事实上它是属灵的, 它是属天的, 是属神的, 完全属真神,
but the fact is, it is spiritual, it belongs to God, it completely belongs to Jesus.
所以我们叫做天上的国民,
therefore we are called the citizens of the heaven,
叫做住在地上的人,
we do not belong to the world.
可是启示录也有一句话叫做那些住在地上的人, 那就不属神的。
But there's also a passage in the Revelation telling us these peoples of the earth.
他们跟从世界, 他们思想, 他们的要求, 他们所要全部跟从世界。
Peoples of the earth will follow the world and will follow the ideologies and the trends of the world.
跟他的理论, 看他的哲理, 他的哲学。
There are many different ideologies, theories, and framework that the world follows.
头头是道, 讲得很信任人, 很感动人,
and all of these are indeed very attractive and very reasonable.
不然不感动你, 不让你喜欢, 你怎么会跟从, 怎么会信呢?
If the people are not pleased by all of these, how would anyone follow?
所以世界是有它一套东西的。
Therefore, there is a certain thing to follow in the world.
但我们是天上的国民。
But we are citizens of the earth.
因为我们的宝神的宝座，我们的教会是属天上。
Because the throne of God belongs to heaven.
第三个重点。
Thirdly,
回到启示录四章。
We return to Revelation chapter 4.
这里说，我看见有一个宝座，一个宝座。
He says that he saw, behold,
在原文呢，这个宝座是单数。 单数就只有一个，没有两个。
In the original text, this throne is only in singular term, that's only one.
我们常常讲的独一真教会, 独一的真理。
That's also why we often stress to you that there's only one true church, one truth.
保罗也这样的常常在书信上来讲解独一真教会，独一的信仰。
Paul also wrote in his letters about the one faith.
这是在以弗所书四章里面在谈独一。
And in Ephesians chapter 4, the one.
他谈到我们的主的时候，他说一个主，主耶稣只有一个，没有两个。
And when he's talking about our Lord, there's only one Lord.
他谈到信心的时候，相信的时候，他说只有一个信，没有两种信，只有一种信而已。
When he talked about faith, there's only one faith.
他谈到洗礼的时候，只有一种洗礼，没有两个洗礼，三种洗礼，四种洗礼，没有，就一种洗礼。
When he talked about baptism, he only talked about one.
就是全身浸水的。
Full immersion.
没有点水礼的。
No sprinkling of water.
没有其他的洗礼的方式，就只有一种。
And no other modes of baptism.
他谈到圣灵的时候,
when he talked about Holy Spirit,
他说只有一个灵,
he said one spirit.
圣灵没有很多个,
there's not a lot of spirits.
这就是独一的灵,
there's only one.
他谈到真神的时候,
when he talked about God,
他说只有独一真神一个神,
only one God.
没有两个神以上,
no two gods.
那个都是乱七八糟胡说八道,
all of those are just nonsense.
我们的被除名的工人曾经说有两个神,
we had an excommunicated worker of God who claimed that was
真教会以前的工人这样讲,
there were more than one God, and this is
根本是胡说八道, 乱七八糟,
this complete nonsense.
独一主一信一喜一灵一神, 这是独一真教会, 独一的信仰。
And there's only one faith, one baptism, one God, one spirit. All of this is the oneness of our faith.
就像主耶稣启示的，这个宝座，神的殿，神的教会，只有一个，只有一个单数。
Just as revealed by the Lord Jesus here, that there is only one throne, one temple, one church.
我们常常听人家讲，那只有你们真教会得救，那其他的教会呢？他们也是信主，他们也爱主呀。
We often hear about this debate or these arguments that there's only one church, and so the true Jewish church is the only one true church, is it?
他们是信主，是真的信主吗？
Yes, do they actually believe in Christ?
你跟他谈下去，他们信主不信耶稣讲的啦。
You realize your discussion will end up where they say that they believe in Christ, but they don't believe in his words.
信主的人都是跟从主，他们不跟从的啦。
And they say that they follow Christ, but they actually don't follow what the Lord Jesus
said.
You can even point out to them one by one, list it down, do they follow?
If their
church and is also
saved, are
you trying to imply that we can all be saved by not following the words of
Jesus?
Do you imply that we don't have to be baptized with full immersion? We can be
cleansed.
You say that they can be saved as well.
把神的律法改掉，把神的诫命改掉，可以的，我改就可以了。
They change, they convert, they amend, from Sabbath day to Sunday worship. Is it all right?
你有权利来改神的话，神的诫命，你有权利改。
Do you have the right to change the word of God?
然后改的时候，我可以得救。
And you say that I can be saved.
你在讲什么？你知道吗？
Do you know what you are saying?
所以我们要抓住那个重点。
Therefore, you have to catch hold of the point.
不是神教会骄傲讲自己得救。
It is not true Jewish church being arrogant.
因为他们不照主的话，不信主的话，不跟从主耶稣来做，那怎么可能得救呢？
It is because that they claim that they believe Jesus, but they don't follow the words of Jesus. How can they be saved?
有些甚至不相信圣灵的，不要圣灵的。
Some of them don't even believe in the Holy Spirit.
那这样也可以得救呗？
Can they be saved?
你不拒绝圣灵，你怎么会进入真理？怎么会有真理呢？
And if you reject the Holy Spirit, how can you have truth?
所以有太多让我们很清楚的分别，很清楚的分别。
There are many things for us to differentiate very clearly.
所以教会只有一个独一真教会。
Therefore, there's only one true church.
因为主耶稣的身体只有一个。
Because there's only one body of Christ.
我问你，耶稣的身体有很多个吗？
Is there many bodies of Christ?
那不是变怪物吗？
Wouldn't he be a monster?
那主的圣灵也只有一个呀。
There's only one spirit.
不可能真教会的圣灵，神的圣灵说啊，应该要这样，应该要这样。那到外教会去说啊，你不用遵照主的话啊，你不用跟从的。请问那个还是圣灵吗？
It is not possible that the Holy Spirit tells us to do this and tells the other churches to do something else.
原来所谓的圣灵是可以不一样的。今天跟在真教会讲这样，在外教会又讲那样。请问那个灵是圣灵吗？
And
那个是邪灵啊！我跟你讲。
The spirits can tell different things to different church and denominations. Would they be the same spirit?
因为如果是从神来，那一定照样讲神的话一样，到哪里都一样的，一定是这样。从旧约到新约到将来也一定是一样的。
If it is the same spirit of the Lord God, then they will tell the same thing from the olden times until now.
其他的教基督教都全部都不一样，他们自己有很多不一样。
But look at our Christian denominations today in Christendom, they all have different beliefs.
那请问这是圣灵吗？
Is that the Holy Spirit?
好，我们继续看一下第四个重点。
We look at the fourth point.
这里说，那这个宝座中呢，宝座呢，有一位坐在宝座上，看到吗？第二节，有一位坐在宝座上。
And there's a throne, one sat on the throne. In verse 2,
who sat on the
throne?
就是独一的真神天父主耶稣坐在宝座上。
That only one true God, our heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus, sat on the throne.
所以这个宝座是神的殿呐，神亲自坐在这个教会里面为王，来统治我们，来管理我们。他在教会做王。
The throne is the holy temple, and it's the church of God, and God sits here in the church as king.
所以我们的教会，神的国，耶路撒冷，神新耶路撒冷，神的国是有王的。
Therefore, our church, the New Jerusalem, there is a king.
你来到王的面前，你的态度应该怎样？你的穿着应该怎样？你自己心里有数。
Now you are here, coming here to meet the king. You ought to know what you how you behave.
王的面前。要应该怎么样谨慎，要应该怎么样安静，要应该怎么样小心， 你自己明白。
And you should know how you should carry yourself, your demeanor, and how calm you should be, how composed you should be.
这里没有王。
Unless there's no king.
我何必尊重呢？
Is there any need for respect?
我何必这样谦卑呢?
Is there any need for humility?
这里没有王啊。
There's no king.
我想怎样就怎样呀。
I can do as I like.
甚至我自己就是王啊。
I am my own king.
我为什么要听你?
Why should I listen to you?
我很大呀。
I am great.
所以我不用听你啊。
I don't listen to you.
这个就是你没有把教会，你不把教会啊。你没有把主耶稣当作王在教会治理，在教会坐在宝座上。
That's
you. 你没有把主耶稣当作在宝座上，你没有。
Not regarding the Lord Jesus sitting on his throne as king.
我们来看哥罗西书的第一章。
You turn to Colossians chapter 1.
十八节。
Verse 18.
哥罗西书第一章十八节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 18.
一二三。他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复活的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。他是最大、最高、至高的、最大的。
He is the greatest. He has preeminence.
十八节说，他就是耶稣基督，他是教会全体之首，他是最高的领袖，最高的君王。
Verse 18 tells us Jesus is the head of the body, the greatest and highest king.
这就叫做在宝座上有一位坐在宝座上的，就是耶稣基督的万王之王，万神之神。
He is the King of Kings, the Host of Hosts, the God of all gods, and sitting on the throne.
那既然有王
，Since there is a king.
那王的子民就一定要朝见他，朝拜他，跪拜他。
The people of the kingdom ought to come and meet and bow down at him.
就是要尊神为神，尊耶稣为王，尊耶稣为王。
That's to revere and honor God as God as king.
纵使你不甘愿，你不高兴。
Even though you are reluctant,
你都还是要服从他。
You have to obey.
因为只有王说了算。
Because the king says goes.
因为王的话就是命令。就是诫命，就是要遵守。
The words of the king are decrees.
一不遵守的就是反抗，那就是不服从。
Anyone who will go against these laws and decrees of God.
这就是对王的定义，王的命令，王的话的定义。
And this is how they disobey, and this is how we define the king.
你试试看，一个王，君王下命令，没有人要听，没有人要领，试试看，那个还是王吗？ What? 那根本不是王，也没有人当他是王了。
What happens if a king decrees something and nobody obeys? Is he still the king?
难道你对耶稣也这样子吗？
Do you do this to Jesus?
那就说明你没有把耶稣尊主为王。
That means that you have not regarded Jesus as king.
王是有权柄的。
The king has authority.
王是可以审判的。
The king judges.
王也是可以赦免的。
The king also pardons.
这些权柄都在他手上，在他身上。
And this authority belongs to the king.
所以他可以审判。
He judges.
他也可以拯救。
He saves.
他可以毁灭。
He can also destroy.
他也可以赦免。
He can also forgive.
他有这种权柄。
He has authority.
这就是主耶稣在教会里面为王的真理。
And that's the truth about Jesus being king in the church.
好，那有一个回教徒来归真，进入我们真耶稣教会。
There was a Muslim who believed in the gospel.
当然不是指这里啦，这里是不能的啦。
In True Jesus Church, but not in Malaysia.
那这个后来这个回教徒呢，他信主归真过后呢，他成为传道，现在是个非常忠心的传道。
After this Muslim converted to be the Christian of True Jesus Church, he also became the preacher of the church.
我曾经跟他一起同工啊，几开灵恩会跟他一起。
I used to work with him in a spiritual convocation.
我就问他，你是怎么会放弃你以前的信仰来信主，归入真教会呢？
I asked him, how do you come to decide to forego your past belief and belong and come to True Jesus Church?
他说是他的妈妈看到一个异象。
He said that his mother saw a vision.
他妈妈梦见哦，有一个很美很美的宫殿啊，就是神的圣殿，很漂亮。
His mother saw in her dream that there was a beautiful, pristine palace.
整座宫殿呢都是金光闪闪发光的。
And the whole palace was glowing in light.
连门也是发光的，很漂亮的那个门，很大的门。
Even the gate was glowing in light.
那看到这个门自动的打开了。
And she saw the gate opened.
圣殿的门打开。
The gate of the temple opened.
那就可以看到圣殿里面的东西。
And she was able to see what was inside.
她就看到圣殿里面有一个很美的宝座，很漂亮的宝座。
She saw a beautiful throne that in the
每一个东西都很漂亮。
Inside and everything was beautiful.
哦，然后有一位人子啊。那发光的人穿白衣的发光的人坐在宝座上，
and there was
就坐在宝座。
A son of man seated on the throne.
然后他的脸上发着光，看不清。
His face also glowing in radiance.
然后他的头上戴着冠冕，荣耀的冠冕。
And she saw there was this beautiful crown.
圣洁的， 都是火来，都是光来的。
And his whole body was glowing in radiance.
那这个宝座上的这个就是主耶稣了，这个荣耀的基督呢，就起来哈，从宝座上站起来。
The one seated on the throne that is Jesus Christ, and he rose up.
向他的妈妈这样招手，叫他来。
He waved at his mother, calling her to come.
那他妈妈很高兴，就要进入王这个圣殿里面。The
mother was happy to enter into the
palace. 她开始进入的时候，突然间她前面有火啊，烧起来。
And before she took, she entered, there was fire burning up.
哇，那个火好像一副墙，火墙啊，这样挡住他，不给他进去。
There was a wall of fire.
然后呢，各几步又另外一个火墙，各几步又另外一个，一重一重的火墙挡住他。
And every step that she took, would, she would see another wall of fire rising up against her.
就是不让他进去。
That doesn't allow her to enter.
那她怎么进呢？有火挡住，怎么进呢？
There was this wall of fire. How could she enter?
如果你要进入，你要被火烧了。
If she had to enter, she had to be burned.
那她在那边不懂怎么办好，她的心里很着急，又要进去，但是进不了。
She was feeling anxious and she didn't know what to do.
这时她在看到这位荣耀的基督再一次第二次见到的时候，不用怕，进来。
And again, she saw this glorious Christ waving at her, beckoning her to come in without fear.
勉励他说：“你不要怕这些火，不要怕被火烧，没问题的，你进来，你凭着信心进来，大胆勇敢的进来。”
The Lord encouraged her, saying that do not fear, walk in courageously.
他就凭着信心跟勇敢，这样从进入那个火里面，透过那个火墙。
With great faith and courage, she walked through the wall of fire.
没有什么问题啊,
there was nothing wrong.
也没有被烧焦呀,
she was not burned.
也没有痛啊,
she was not hurt.
第二步、第三步墙都一直通过,
and she walked through walls and walls of fire.
一直到主的面前,进入圣殿,到主的宝座的面前,
until she arrived before the presence of the Lord at his
throne.
Then the vision disappeared.
这个意象是什么?
What was this vision about?
这个宝座是什么?
What was this throne about?
原来主耶稣要选召他进入神的圣殿，进入神的宝座里。
The Lord Jesus elected her to enter into the throne.
这个宝座就在圣殿里面，神的殿。圣经说，神的殿就是神的宝座，神的宝座原来就是教会，就是圣殿。
As the Bible tells us, the throne is the holy temple, is also the true church.
你进入真教会，要进入天国，要遭受很多的阻挡。
To enter into a true church, you will be faced with all kinds of trials and the trial of fire.
这是主耶稣早就这样讲了。This
has been mentioned by Jesus before.
施洗约翰见证耶稣来的时候，John
the Baptist testified about the coming of Christ.
要用水借着圣灵给我们来洁净我们，有没有？That
Christ would cleanse us with fire, with water and Holy Spirit.
而且还有讲一个，要用火洗，是要用火洗来洗我们。And
also, baptism of fire.
新约的信徒要进入天国，神的国要经过水洗，又要经过，还有要经过火的火，就是考验。
Therefore, the believers of the New Testament have to go through the baptism of water and also the baptism of fire, the test of fire.
所以进入天国是要被火烧的，要考验的，你敢不敢呢？
Therefore, to enter into heaven, you have to go through the test of fire.
你信心不够强，你不敢。
If you are not courageous, you do not have faith, you can't.
爱真的心不够强，也不敢。
You don't have enough love for Christ, and you don't love.
我不要受伤啊，我不要损失啊，我为什么要受伤呢？我为什么要进去呢？我不需要进去啊。
You don't love.
如果要受伤的，我不要呀。
The gospel truth, and you do not want to hurt yourself, do not want to get injured, you do not want.
所以如果你怕这些痛苦，怕这些受伤，怕这些小损失，你进不来的，你也不想进来的。
If you're afraid of all of these sufferings and all these pains and losses, you cannot enter.
虽然你信了主过后。
Until you believe in Christ, although you believe in Christ.
今天听道理当中都是火在洗你。
Now you're hearing the sermon, and it is fire burning you.
启示录说有两个传道人讲道的时候，口中出火，火在烧你。
The book of the Revelation tells us of two witnesses speaking words of fire.
什么叫做火在烧你？
What does this mean? Fire burning.
就是你不接受的，你不相，你不愿意的，你讨厌的，就烧你。
And this the fire that burns you with the things that you detest, you hate.
如果你很喜欢的。 你很快乐的，你本来就很想要的，那不是火，那本来就是你很喜欢的，那跟哪里是火？
However, if this were all the things that you already desired for, you already liked, it wouldn't be fire to you.
所以进天国的道理、圣洁的道理、悔改的全部都是火来的。
Therefore, the word
要洁净你的，要烧你，烧干净你的。
The word of the heavenly kingdom and the word of salvation is fire to burn you and cleanse you.
嗯，好。 那我们现在来看宝座的功用。
Now let's look at the function of the throne.
哦。 这个天上的宝座，这个宝座的功能功用到底是什么呢？
What are the functions of the throne?
请注意，宝座的这个功能呢，第一个功能就是审判，施行审判。
The first function is to execute judgment.
我们来看但以理书第七章。
We turn to the book of Daniel chapter 7.
这个宝座有、哦、是要来做什么的呢？
What does this throne do?
但以理书七章。
Daniel chapter 7.
我们读九节
，verse nine
到十节
，until verse ten，
七章九到十节
，Daniel seven verses nine to ten。
三
，I watched，
我观看，见有宝座设立在上头，座座亘古常在此，他的衣服洁白如雪。头发如纯净的羊毛，宝座乃火焰，其轮乃烈火，从他面前有火向河发出，侍奉他的有千千，在他面前侍立的有万万。他坐坐要行审判，案件都展开了。但以理看到这个宝座的这个荣，这个宝座的意象。
Daniel saw a great vision of the throne.
那宝座上坐着一个长存亘古者，就是神。
And here seated on the throne was the Ancient of Days, God.
这个宝座哦，注意哦，这里讲第九节说，宝座乃是火焰，整个宝座都是火来的。
And here it says in verse 9 that it is a fiery flame.
嗯，它的轮啊，宝座的轮都是烈火和强烈的火。
And the wheels of the throne is also a burning fire.
这个至高者、亘古长存者的面前，在神的面前，有火好像河这样发出来，不是一点点火，好像河水这样一直涌出来那个火。
And coming before the Ancient of Days, our God, the fiery stream coming out like a river.
这个审判啊，都整个审。整个宝座都是火，是什么意思呢？
What does it mean when the throne is full of fire?
原来至高者要在这里行审判。
That is our utmost God executes judgment.
而且案件展开，有被记录的，我们所行所做的都被记录了，然后展开这案件，来用案件所记录的审判我们。
And the books were opened, and these were the books that recorded all that we have done in our lives.
所以这个宝座，这个教会。这个宝座是有审判的权利。
Therefore, this throne and this church has power to judge.
可是人不喜欢被审判啊。
But people do not like to be judged.
包括我们的信徒也一样。
Our own members as well.
谁愿意被审判？
Who would like to be judged?
我没有错，我没有罪。
I'm not wrong. I'm not sinful. Why do you judge me?
你有没有罪？你没有错。真理，圣灵的真理会告诉你。用真理来对照，就知道你有错还是没有错，不是你讲的算。
Whether you are at fault or whether you have sin in you, it does not depend on what you say, but depend on the truth.
神的道理讲出来，就会辨明我们的黑暗跟光明，辨明我们的诡诈还是诚实，都会辨明，它自动会辨明。
The word of God will be spoken to differentiate between your honesty and your slyness.、
嗯、我们看这个诗篇第九篇。
You look at Psalm chapter 9.
诗篇第九篇
Psalm chapter 9
我们读七节到八节
Verse 7 to verse 8
来七节
Verse 7
一二三为耶和华坐坐为王直到永远他已经为审判设摆他的宝座他要按公义审判世界按政治判断万所以这个宝座是审判的宝座。
This throne is a throne of judgment.
他坐坐为王。
He sits as the king.
他坐在哪里
？Where is he seated?
就坐在他的宝座上。
He sits on his throne.
嗯，进行自行他的审判。
And he shall judge the world.
嗯，那既然要审判世人
，And now he judged the world.
圣经说，那个彼得长老说，那既然要审判世人。那审判就一定会从真教会神的家开始审判。
Elder Peter in the Bible also told us that the judgment will begin from his church.
因为我们是懂道理的。
Because we are those who know the word.
我们是见过神的荣耀。
We have seen the glory of God.
我们也有真理的。
We have the truth of the gospel.
有圣灵帮助提醒感动的。
We have the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以要审判是先从神的家教会开始先审，然后才到外面的人。
Therefore, judgment will begin in the household of God before the people of the world.
所以我们看到这个宝座的功能，第一个是审判。
Therefore, the first function of the throne is judgment.
其实神的道理，奉主的名讲道理的时候，这个道理就是带着审判的权利，你信不信
？When we speak the word of the Lord God in the name of Jesus, this word carries judgment.
我再重复一次，道理讲出来的，奉主的名讲出来，里面就带着自动带着审判的能力的。
When we speak the word of God in the name of Jesus, it has the power to judge.
你不相信，我举出一个例子。
You don't believe me? Let me example.
主耶稣说：“信而受洗，必然得救。”耶稣讲：“你相信这个福音，相信这个天国十字架救赎，你必然得救。”
Jesus said that believe and you shall be saved, and if you believe the gospel truth, you will be saved.
不信的罪已经定了。
If you do not believe, your sin has been condemned.
就在说一句话，你在讲这个道理的时候。
As you say this very phrase,
你信就必然得救。
You believe and you'll be saved.
所以这个神的道理是救你的，是慈爱的。
The word of God to you is one that saves you.
因为你信。
Because you believe.
可是如果你不信，
if you don't believe,
你拒绝，
you reject it.
你甚至毁谤，
you slander.
罪已经定了。
Sin has been
confirmed. 因为你不信神儿子的救赎，十字架的救赎。
You refuse to believe in the salvation of the Son of God.
所以道理讲下去，他不信，那就自然就审判他。
If the word of God has been spoken and he doesn't believe, it is condemnation to him.
不是我们讲道的人要审判他。
It is not the speaker who wants to condemn.
是讲出来的那个道理，他不相信、不接受、他反抗、他不顺服，那个道理就自动审判他。
It is the word of the gospel that has been spoken to him, and he does not obey and accept it. It will become condemnation to him.
不是这样子吗？
Isn't that the case?
所以你们不用恨传道，不用讨厌传道的。
Therefore, you do not hate a preacher.
你讨厌传道是原来是讨厌传道讲的那个神的道，神的道理，你是讨厌那个。
The real reason you are hating preacher is because you hate the word that he speaks.
我们不能够讨厌神的道的啦。
We cannot hate the word of God.
我们只能够接受顺服而已。
We must only accept.
如果觉得道理有责备有错，我们只有悔改，就谦卑认罪而已，没有其他的路的啦。
If the word of God is rebuked to you and you ought to humbly accept.
不是起来反抗起来攻击起来搞几个人来对抗他，这个恶更大，这种的恶更严重。
Repent and not to deny and defy and also be and also slander.
我不是一直在讲这里的问题，知道吗
？I'm not talking about the problems I face here.
全世界如果有上网听的，全世界真耶稣教的里面的人都要被都是这样子的。
I'm also referring to all the other churches around the world that they hear when they hear the sermon.
你以为只有俄麦教会的一些信徒不顺服吗？你以为是这样子吗
？Do you think that we only have members in the Gombak Church that don't obey?
你到全世界很多信徒、很多工人不顺服神的道理的，你知道吗
？There are also a lot of workers in other churches around the world.
这个道理就在讲给他们听啊，讲给这些人听的呀。
This sermon is also spoken to them.
神的宝座里面就自动有审判。
The throne of God has judgment.
好，第二个。
Secondly,
那神的宝座的第二个功能是什么
？The second function of the throne of God,
那就是施行恩典、施恩的宝座。
It's to grant grace.
啊，这跟审判不一样。
This is different from judgment.
这个是拯救。
This is salvation.
这个是赦免。
This is forgiveness.
啊，所以宝座有审判，有施恩，就是说宝座是公义的，但宝座也是慈爱的。
Therefore, the throne is judgment. The throne is also grace. It is full of righteousness and grace.
原来这两个功能就是十字架的真理，十字架的功效。
These two functions of the throne are also the two functions and efficacies of the cross.
你信接受他就救你，你不信你拒绝他就审判。
You believe and
就只有死亡。
You will be saved, and if you don't believe, you will be condemned.
不用讲这么多。
Nothing more should be spoken.
这么多。
Nothing more should be explained.
你只需要审判。罪已经定了，还有什么好讲呢？
You don't
罪已经定了。
Your sin is condemned.
你又不用跟我讲我做善事啊，我又帮助穷人啊，你不用跟我讲那些讲没有用的。
There's no need to discuss how much charity work you have done.
这个不是你做善事的问题。
It's not about you being charitable.
你不接受神的救赎，你不接受十字架的赦罪啊。
It's a matter of you rejecting the salvation of God.
你做很多善事，那关得救有什么关系呢
？Yes, you may have done a lot of good deeds, and as a charitable person, it has nothing to do.
如果每个人做善事就可以得救，那耶稣不用来钉十字架的啦。
Nothing to do with your salvation. If everyone does good and can be saved.
你看那些拜佛的，那些拜偶像的，甚至那些拜，甚至有些。一些恶人，他也会做善事啊。
Then Jesus,
他也会救济穷人，会拿钱来奉献的呀。
Then Jesus does not have to be crucified and look at all the kind and rich people.
做善事，他全部就得救了，因为我做善事。
Even wicked people can do good deeds.
那何必要十字架呢
？Do we need a cross?
我做善事就可以了。
I can just do good deeds.
在法庭
，in the court,
你杀了人
，you kill someone,
又或者你贪污了国家的钱。
or perhaps you have you have been involved in corruption. You said that your money that you have bribed is for charity, and so the court does not condemn you. You said that this is for charity. I bribed the money for charity. I should be sinless. Is this reasonable?
你自己判断吧, 这样讲可以吗?
Judge for yourself, is this reasonable? You do good deeds, it is your another matter. You should.
每个有良心的人, 有爱心的,
everyone who has a conscience ought to do good.
不管他信主不信主,
whether he believes in Christ or not. Because you are human.
但你杀人或者你贪污, 你做坏事, 那是另一件事, 那个要被审判的呀, 那个是要, 审判的结果是要死亡的呀, 那是另一件事呀。
But murder, bribery, corruption, all of those are liable for judgment.
所以不要一直讲我做善事, 他们很好人就得救, 不要再这样讲, 好不好?
Therefore, stop saying that he is a good man, he is charitable, and therefore he ought to be saved.
那是你自己讲, 自己的想法来的。
That's by your own standards only.
一切回到神的真理, 神的话里面去。
Everything should come back to the word of God.
好, 那宝座是施恩。
The throne is mercy.
希伯来书第四章
Hebrews chapter 4
第四章16节
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16
来一二三 我们只管坦然无忌地来到施恩的宝座前 唯要得怜悯 蒙恩惠 做随时的帮助 我们感谢神的慈爱跟怜悯
We thank the Lord for his mercy and grace
这里说 我们如果跌倒了，我们犯罪了。
It tells us that if we have fallen, if we have sinned,
我们当然很害怕。
We are full of fear.
我们得罪了神。
We have offended God.
可是我们心里很痛苦，也很内疚。
Our hearts are pain.
我们感觉到我们的罪很重，罪很大。
We are remorseful of our sin.
所以这时候很多跌倒的人就不敢回到神的面前。
At this time, many people who have fallen, they do not dare to come back.
因为他觉得是个罪人。
They think they themselves are sinners.
他没有资格到神的面前。
They have no right to come back to God.
那我们教会的圣职人员, 一般上的工人也说, 你不要到教会来了, 你已经犯罪了, 你不要到教会来了, 你已经没有救恩了, 你已经一大堆了, 全部, 讲一大堆这种圣洁道理了。
And generally, the speakers or the workers of the church will often say that, that we ought to be holy and the sinful ought not return.
我们真教会很多这样的工人跟你这样讲了, 真的是很多的呀。
Indeed, there are actually a lot of workers who say that in church.
你说传道讲道理很严厉。
You say that the preacher speaks a stern sermon.
可是我跟你讲, 你跌倒的时候, 有点你真的犯罪跌倒, 我会叫你来教会。
But what
我要叫你真正安安静静地在神面前回头, 我会叫你来。
If you ever had fallen into sin, and I would beckon you to come back humbly.
有些工人讲到很温柔, 讲到你很高兴, 哦, 这个很好, 这个很温柔, 很谦卑, 你一跌倒, 他赶你出去, 你不用来。
There are also speakers who are so gentle in all their sermons, and once you have fallen, they will be the first to chase you out.
你们自己去看吗?
Look at that.
为什么? 要讲到这么严厉?
Why do I speak such stern sermons? Because you have not fallen. You have not fallen into sin.
所以大夫要很严厉地警告你, 提醒你,
I need to
不要犯罪, 不要作恶,
give you the most stern sermons to remind you and warn you against sin.
犯罪了,
if you have fallen,
你也跌倒了,
you have sinned.
不管什么原因啊, 有些是软弱, 有些是被骗, 有些是种种原因啊,
for whatever reasons, whether it is your weakness,
那团道带大大声骂你, 很严厉哦, 啊, 你不, 有意思吗? 我问你在大大声骂你有意思吗?
Is there still any need for me to scold you anymore?
你自己都已经觉得亏欠主了。
You are full of remorse.
你自己都审判自己了。
You judge yourself.
你自己也不敢到主的面前了。
You do not dare to come before.
传道还需要这样讲你吗?
Do I still need to sternly rebuke you?
不是的。
I don't have to.
应该是劝你抓住神。
I need to encourage you to,
是的, 你犯罪,
to hold on to God.
是的,
yes, you have fallen and you are not pure
anymore.
There's only one way out for you. You have to catch hold of God. You have to repent before God's presence all your life that you are a sinner. Just like a prodigal son.
我不配做父亲的儿子,
that I'm not worthy to be the, my father's son. I'm not worthy.
痛悔的心,
I have to have this heart of remorse. And is it that when you're unworthy, you can never return?
更要回家,
you must always
然后呢,
return.
做一个仆人, 做一个工人,
and you become a servant, a worker.
将来赎罪, 将来悔改,
you want to redeem your sins, you want to repent. I'm sure some may not agree.
但是我奉主的名这样讲是要负责任的。
But in the name of Jesus, I say this, I'm responsible.
因为我还是要救他。
Because I want to save him.
我不是要他下地狱。
I don't want him to go to hell.
你叫他不来教会不抓住神，他就完全下地狱了，完全死亡了，完全。
If you chase him out of the church and you ask him not to come back,
你到底要救他还是要叫他完全下地狱？
You condemn him to hell. Do you want to condemn him or save him?
你自己回答。
You answer that.
你平时讲的这么温柔，这么谦卑，这么大家这么高兴，有用吗？
Your sermons were so gentle.
你有提醒他，有警告他吗？
Were so,
有 warning 他吗？
But have you been warning them before they fall into sin?
没有啊。
Then he said no.
都是讲那些好听的道理。
And,
平安的，感谢神，感谢神爱我们，一直讲这种道理。
Very pleasant sermons about peace and the blessings of God.
这是施恩的宝座。
But this is a throne of grace.
因为有亏欠才需要神的施恩。
Because only remorse and a contrite heart need forgiveness.
那么来到这里是重点是什么呢？来到神的面前重点是什么呢？
What do you come before the Lord presence for?
重点是要得怜悯。
You want mercy.
然后蒙神的恩惠。
You want to obtain grace.
然后随时随地随时的帮助。
As your help in time of need.
那么圣经说那些犯死罪的那些作恶的连代祷都不可以都不要跟他来往。
The Bible also tells us that those who have committed wicked and mortal sins, we ought not intercede for them.
这个也是有圣经根据哦。
It is also
那传道说那些犯死罪的又到神的面前来。
So as I say that those who have committed mortal sins, they come back to God.
讲道理到底对不对哦？这样讲。
And is this the right teaching?
那种犯死的罪那些作恶的，那是不悔改的。
But those who have committed wicked sins and mortal sins, those are the ones that don't repent.
那个是很骄傲的，那故意犯罪，跟教会抵挡，教会抵挡神，我不怕，我就不尊重神啊，我不怕神，是指那一种。
Those are the defiant, the arrogant, people who refuse to accept.
老师说那种犯罪了又来教会大小声的，我赶他出去。我跟你讲，什么叫他来？
If anyone who
has不欢迎他
committed such wickedness and still return to church and still shout loudly and talk loudly, I will chase him.
罪啊，他是犯罪。
Because he does not recognize himself as sinner.
他亏欠神啊。
He does not recognize that he has fallen.
指责这个，指责那个，骂这个，骂这个。
He came to church only to rebuke, only to point out faults.
那个我很清楚哦，不会让他来的。
And let me tell you clearly, I will chase him out.
这样明白了传道的立场了吗？
You understand my stance.
什么叫做跌倒了还鼓励你来到神的面前？
What does it mean?
搞清楚他的状况。
We ought to encourage those who have fallen, even though they've fallen, they ought to return.
我传道这些犯罪的都是传道也叫他来教会，哇，这个传道不圣洁，这个传道乱来，那个罪名就把我钉在十字架上。
And do not criticize me for saying that, encouraging the sinners to return.
听道理要清清清楚楚，明明白白。
But you have to hear my message very clearly.
好，感谢神。
I thank the Lord.
我们今天看到这个天上的宝座。
Today we are seeing the throne in heaven.
而且这个宝座是属天上的。
This throne belongs to heaven.
而且这个宝座只有一个。
There's only one throne.
再来，这个宝座上有坐着一个亘古长存者，就是神，就是耶稣。
And the Ancient of Days is seated on this throne.
然后这个宝座是审判的宝座。
This throne is a throne of judgment.
然后呢，也是施恩怜悯的宝座。
It's also a throne of grace.
两个功能都有。
Two functions together.
好，那我们下午继续进入到宝座里面的十样宝物。
We will continue and enter the ten treasures of the throne this afternoon.
我的题目放十样宝物，昨天跟今天讲到现在还没有讲到十样宝物。
My title is Ten Treasures of the Throne of the True Church. I have not started with one.
下午就会看到的了。
And we'll look at that this afternoon.
你知道吗？真耶稣教会里面，神的教会里面有十样宝物，你知道吗
？Do you know these ten treasures in True Jesus Church?
那是哪十样
？What are these ten treasures?
好，我们来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
是280吗？
是。
280首。
280。
这个诗歌有一些人不敢唱，也不想唱。
There are people who don't like or don't dare to sing.
这首诗歌也被自己的曾经被自己的传道人来攻击。
This hymn had also been a matter of attack by another preacher.
因为这首诗说：“快到天下各处传报真耶稣教会。”
Because in the Chinese version, it says preach the true Jesus Church in all nations.
英文不是这样吗？
没有真耶稣
教会。英文没有真耶稣教会。那是什么教会啊？
就是塔罢了。
传扬他。
传扬他。
然后而且真耶稣教会要日日传、高声传、大声传。
And to tell it out all about the true Jesus Church in the Chinese version.
有曾经被已经被除名的传道说，不是传真耶稣教会，是要传天国福音，传耶稣。
And this excommunicated preacher said that it is not about True Jesus Church, it's about the gospel of heaven. And he started attacking about this hymn.
很少人在唱, 是不是? 很少人唱这首诗, 有没有?
Therefore, you notice that very few of us actually sing this hymn.
今天我们见证启示录耶稣说, 天上的宝座就是他的教会,
and today, we testify from a book of Revelation that the throne in heaven is the True Jesus Church. You know, the Church of God today is the True Jesus Church.
为什么不传?
Why not tell it out? It is the throne of God. It is the body of Christ. It is the ark of the last days. Why not preach? This is the bride of Jesus. Sing